I'm Neil Rockine. My nickname is the Rockweiler, and this is the Killer Cross Examination Podcast. As opposed to going through a long trial sequence where you take some video, I want to be able to make a point. When you've got a witness cornered, when you have the witness cornered, stay on them. Don't get sidetracked. Let them throw you some kind of, let them take something and say, you know what? We're looking over here. We're looking over here. Look over here. Don't do that. Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. You got your opponent in the corner. Stay aggressive. Keep going. Keep at it. Keep at it. Keep at it. Keep at it. I can't tell you how many times I watch lawyers. I watch people in Congress and in the Senate. I watch journalists who are right there and they get distracted. They get distracted. They get some countermeasure that the person throws out there that they're attempting to question, and the countermeasure just distracts them. Don't do it. Stay focused. I'm going to show you a clip. Sometimes, the best information, the best examples of these things come from not just courtrooms, but come from not just watching how to do it, but how not to do it. I want to play you a clip from 60 Minutes and an interview by a 60 Minutes journalist and of Carrie Lake, who's the candidate for governor in Arizona. I want you to watch how he lets her off the hook. This is Carrie Lake.
In the media, no, which I'm,
well, that's not,
I'm counting
well,
you
that's
as.
True. Well, that's not no, true you, at you all. Guys, that's not true
no,
at all.
You've Carrie, no, you've called
Carrie,
our, you've
let's
called
be fair
our
on
election.
This. Let's be fair on this. Your man,
you've
Donald.
You've called our election the big lie.
Your man,
you've
Donald,
called...
brought it up. Your man, Donald, said only
Why
a
few...
Why
would you say that, sir? What, be... Your man, Donald?
Well, he is. I mean, he's endorsed you personally. He said a few days ago that those people at the Capitol should be pardoned. They should all be pardoned. Do you think they should be pardoned?
I'm still amazed that you say your man, Donald. That's just so disrespectful.
Why would it be? He's endorsed you. You have his personal endorsement.
It's just the flippant attitude. It's obvious that you've come into this. It's obvious you've come into this interview and you don't like President Donald Trump.
Kari.
It's obvious.
Well, do you think they should be pardoned? Do you think they should be pardoned?
I have no say in that. I'm running for governor. This isn't something a governor does. You're trying to twist this interview
not at
and
all.
Trying to make me look bad.
You're a Republican. He's the Republican leader.
What I don't like is that people are being held in prison without being charged. That's un-American. Maybe they get away with that stuff in Australia. Perhaps in Australia, because you've given your rights away, you melted down all of your guns, and you guys have no freedom, that you find that okay. But here in America, we do things differently. We have something called the U.S. Constitution, and we have rights.
So we'd be better off having more guns here. I mean, what? You would be better off...
Yeah, you would. You absolutely would, sir. You absolutely would. I feel so sorry for the people in Australia. Have no power. The only thing keeping us from being Australia right now is our Second Amendment. And we will never, ever let that go. Mark my words. What we saw happening in Australia, where you have internment camps and people are being forced, if they've encountered anybody with COVID, to be locked into a quarantine camp, is the most horrifying thing I think I've ever seen a government do. It's frightening. And if you can't see that, I feel sorry for you.
Would it have been better?
This is our last question, Liam. We have to run, but thank you for your time.
Just answer me this one question. One more
thank
question,
you.
Kari.
Well, no, I've one already more, told wait. You we're done. Thank
well,
you so much.
Just...
Okay. So I'm going to break this down. He has her cornered. How does he do? I'm not talking about the politics or her politics or his politics. How does he do? Remember, I've always said in every exchange in court, there's someone that's winning, losing, there's a tug of war. And for a while, I would say it appeared to me that it was going one way, then it went another. I'm curious of your input. I'm curious of your reaction. I'm going to give you mine. He has her cornered.
In the media,
no,
which I'm...
Well, that's not true.
I'm counting
well,
you as...
Well, that's not
no,
true
you,
at
you
all.
Guys,
that's not true
no,
at all.
You've
Kari,
no, you've called
Kari,
our election...
Let's be fair on this. Let's be fair on this. Your man,
you've
Donald...
You've called our election the big lie.
Your man,
you've
Donald,
called,
brought it up. Your man Donald said
only a few... Why would you say that, sir?
What,
but... Your man Donald?
Well, he is. I mean, he's endorsed you personally. He's...
She deflects. He actually says your man Donald is... Deflects, says that they should be pardoned. Deflects. Now, he's going at her. She deflects. She then gets caught up in the your man Donald. She's going to take that and attempt to throw him off the trail. She's going to try to get away from the subject. Remember? And he sort of bites into it by going down the your man Donald. Let's see if he gets back on track.
He said a few days ago that those people at the Capitol should be pardoned. They should all be pardoned. Do you think they should be pardoned?
Now he's got the question. He asked the question again. Got sidetracked for a second, then he goes back and he gets right back at it with asking the question. Now, is she going to answer the question?
I'm still amazed that you say your man Donald. That's just so disrespectful.
Now, she's again trying to throw him off. She seizes on something he said, takes umbrage, takes offense, and now is going to try to throw him off the scent. Let's see if it works.
Well, why would it be? He's endorsed you. You have his personal endorsement.
He's getting distracted. Her technique, if you're a lawyer or you're interested in these sorts of exchanges, her technique of throwing him off, of taking offense, has worked. He went back to the question. She went back to the offense of your man, Donald. Why would you say that? And now he goes back to it. He wants to defend himself and explain why your man, Donald, is okay. Now, if he's in court, he's losing the witness at that point. He's giving the witness the power. He's playing and he's questioning and he's reacting on her terms. Let's see if he gets back.
It's just the flippant attitude. It's obvious that you've come into this. It's obvious you've come into this interview and you don't like President Donald Trump.
Kari.
It's obvious.
Well, do you think they should be pardoned? Do you think they should be pardoned?
No, he gets right back at it. This is the way you do it. Keep asking those same questions. Don't get distracted. Stay on it. Keep moving forward. You're on the scent. You've got her. You're cornered. Just keep asking the same question. Keep asking. If she doesn't want to answer it, it's obvious that she's avoiding the question, but you have to stay on the question. Does he do that?
I have no say in that. I'm running for governor. This isn't something a governor does. You're trying to twist this interview and trying to make me look bad.
Stay on it. She hasn't answered it. If you're in court, what you would do at this point is say what? You wouldn't talk about her political party, whether she's a Republican or a Democrat or a liberal or on the right or MAGA or Rhino or whatever other progressive. Doesn't matter what her party affiliation is, does it? Because that's what he's about to say. What matters is I asked you a question. It's an important subject. It's an important subject for America. It's an important subject related to the history of our country. It's an important question. The question is, he should restate it. Do you believe that these people should be pardoned? Do you believe that they should be pardoned? Yes or no? Doesn't matter whether she's a Republican or not. Don't bite into that. Don't play into that. Don't follow that. Don't bite into whether or not she's a supporter of Trump or Biden or anybody else. Just stick to this line of questioning. But you can sense that he's falling off. Let's see if he can get back on track.
Republican. He's the Republican leader.
Doesn't matter whether he's the Republican leader or not. If you're questioning her and you're in court, which I recognize this is not, but you can use this as an example at this point of what not to do. Don't bite into that. Don't get sidetracked. Countermeasures and stuff. Don't get into that. That's noise. Stay on the signal. Stay focused.
What I don't like is that people are being held in prison without being charged. That's
first of all, no one's being, this is another point. If he's actively listening, no one's being held without being charged. They're actually being charged. They've been charged with various crimes, some misdemeanors, some felonies, some more, and they are awaiting trial. That's the process. So this is a statement that if he's actively listening and not on his own agenda, he could actually follow up on. He could actually say, well, that's not the case. He could also go a different route. He could ask her, hey, who are the people that are actually that are aren't charged that are being held? Who are the people that aren't charged who are being held? He could also then go, okay, put those aside, because who are the people that are, that if you disagree with people being held who aren't charged, how about the people that are charged and being detained? Do you agree with that? You could also then go and ask her, well, if you're opposed to people being detained or held and not being charged, why are you rhetorically then on stage advocating for people whose political beliefs you disagree with to be locked up? Lock her up, lock them up, lock her up, lock them all up. You could be going that route. But you have to be willing to stay on your feet. You have to be actively listening. Is he actively listening here?
An American. Maybe they get away with that stuff in Australia.
Now, she mentions Australia, and she's sharp. Now, I don't mean sharp like smart, but she is trying to figure out a way to get under his skin. So she mentions Australia, and she's about to go on a diatribe about Australia. And guess what? When she goes on this sidetrack about Australia, it throws him. Watch how it throws him off.
Perhaps in Australia, because you've given your rights away, you melted down all of your guns, and you guys have no freedom, that you find that okay. But here in America...
Now, he's here in Australia. And he's now, his mind, you'll see, is going someplace else. Got a million responses. But all of this talk about guns and giving your rights away and all these abstract concepts, you can talk about some other time. And if you're questioning her, what you should say, you should wait till she finishes or say, ma'am, said, we can talk about Australia. We can talk about guns. We can talk about freedoms. We'll come back to that. I will come back to that. But for now, I want you to get back to the question that I asked you, which is, do you believe that those people who are, do you agree, excuse me, with President Trump, former President Trump, do you agree that those people who are associated with the January 6th storming of the Capitol, insurrection, whatever phrase you want to give it, should all be pardoned? Yes or no? And if she wants to deflect and go to one of these other topics, then say, we'll come back to that. We will circle back to that. I'm going to come back to that. And whether you ever come back to that or not is a whole different subject. But you have to tell her, we're going to come back to that. That's important. We'll come back to that. But right now, I want to stay on this subject. And don't let her off the hook. You have her in the corner. You've got her. You're that bloodhound. You've got her. But she's throwing some stuff out to the side, some countermeasures. She's throwing things to throw you off the scent.
Do things differently. We have something called the U.S. Constitution.
We do? So many responses here. Of course you have the U.S. Constitution. We aren't talking about the U.S. Constitution. We aren't talking about the U.S. Constitution. What are you talking about? What are you talking about melting all your guns? What are you talking about the U.S. Constitution? We're not talking about that. We're talking about you are an aspiring leader in the United States. This is the question that he should be asking here. We're not talking about Australia. We're talking about you, and we're talking about January 6th and whether or not you're willing to answer the question, should people be pardoned?
And we have rights.
We do? Again, another opportunity for him to say, we could talk about your rights and our rights and the Second Amendment and the Constitution. We can talk about all that some other time. I still want to know your position on whether or not people associated with January 6th should be pardoned.
We'd be better off having more guns here. I mean,
oh, what are you doing, man? Why are you going there? Why? Your old question was about January 6th, but she threw out Australia. She threw out Australia. She threw out your country. Oh my God. She threw out your country. And you got sidetracked. You got sidetracked. You bit into that. You were going to talk about America, but now she mentioned Australia, and you're now off the scent. You've let her out of the corner. She's now gonna, You've let up on the tug of war. What are you doing, man? You're asking her about January 6th. What are you doing? She gave you so much ammunition to question her about January 6th, not answering Trump, pardons, the role of an aspiring leader, about rights, what are you doing? You just let her out of the corner. Get back at it. Are you going to get back at it? Or are you going to stick to this Australia? Are you going to bite on the fact that she threw something out? Are you going to bite on it, man, or get back at it?
You would be better off.
Yeah, you would. You absolutely would, sir.
Nope. No. Nope. See, Australia, she's getting away. She's getting away, man. She's getting away. In this exchange, this so far is not how you handle a witness who is evading the question. He's not actively listening. He wasn't listening to all the stuff that she gave him to question her about, all the material that he could have attempted to just by act. You could do a better job just with having no notes and just ask her, but instead, no. He got sidetracked about Australia, and instead of doing that, now he got sidetracked about guns and whether or not Australia would be better off. Oh, this is not, at this point, how you question somebody if you have them in a position of vulnerability. He is letting her off the hook. Does he get back at it? Let's see.
You absolutely would. I feel so sorry for the people in Australia. Have no power. The only thing keeping us from being Australia right now is our Second Amendment.
Wait, the only thing keeping, here's another opportunity to jump in. So, ma'am, the only thing keeping Americans from being Australians is the Second Amendment. The things that are keeping America from being Australia are Australians, the fact that Australia is an island, the accent, the difference in the makeup of government. It's not just the Second Amendment. Is that what you're saying, ma'am? There are so many ways, at so many places, so many things he could do with this and say, wait, so you're saying that the only thing that's protecting, that's stopping America from being Australia is the Second Amendment? How about he follows up with a line like this? Ma'am, do you know any Australians? What Australians do you know? The number of Australians that want to be Americans, Ms. Lake, is how many? Are you willing to, the number of Australians that feel as though their rights are that they have no rights, the number of Australians that share that belief that the Second Amendment is the only thing that protects them, or that they don't have that and therefore they aren't protected, the number of, essentially you're insulting nearly all of Australia. Are you okay with that? If you want to go down that road, then you can follow that road. But how would I question her at this point? I would say, ma'am, let's talk about Australia, and we'll compare Australia to the United States in a little bit. We'll come back to that. The only thing separating America or stopping America from becoming Australia is not just the Second Amendment. I don't even think the Second Amendment is in the top 1,000. It's an island. It's in a different part of the country. They have different traditions. They have different approaches. They have different philosophies. They have different food choices. They have different history. I mean, that's not the only thing. If you wanted to sort of poke fun at it, that's the only thing. Do you know any Australians, Ms. Lake, that are complaining about their life, that are saying that they have no rights, that are sitting there saying, oh, I wish I were in America? But instead of doing any of that, he could just, if you're cross-examining, all he has to do is just get back on track. You don't have to even make fun of her. You don't have to even tease. You don't even have to poke fun at some of these comments, these platitudes. Just say, ma'am, we'll talk about Australia compared to the United States. We'll talk about the Second Amendment and its value, or we'll talk about guns and those sorts of things. We'll talk about all that. But I want to first, again, ask you the question and then put the question to her. Do you agree that people who are charged in association with the January 6th storming of the Capitol should be pardoned. It's a simple yes or no. And to say that you're a governor or you're running for governor and that you somehow that it's not an issue that is a national issue, it's not an issue for governor, it is an issue. It's a political issue. It's an issue that you should have an opinion on. If you don't have an opinion, I'm sure you've thought about it. Why don't you have an opinion? What's the reason you don't have an opinion? Are you telling us that you're a governor and you've never, or you're running for governor and you've never pondered or considered this position? Whether people associated with the with January 6th and the insurrection, whether they should be charged, whether the law should apply to them, whether or not they should be pardoned? And you believe that, is it your position that governors should have no position on whether or not citizens from their state should be pardoned or prosecuted and convicted of crimes associated with storming of the Capitol? Stay on it, man. Stay on it.
And we will never, ever let that go. Mark my words, what we saw happening in...
No one's talked about letting it go. No one's talked about it. He hasn't brought that up, but he's letting her own this conversation now.
Australia, where you have internment camps and people are being forced, if they've encountered anybody with COVID, to be locked into a quarantine camp, is the most horrifying thing I think I've ever seen a government do.
What is...
That's the most horrifying thing you've ever seen a government do. How about follow up with this? How about follow up with the internment of Japanese American or Japanese Americans here during World War II? How about follow up with slavery? How about follow up with depriving, with the Supreme Court at one point saying that Blacks or African Americans, the Plessy v. Ferguson ruling, weren't considered to be whole people? How about the fact that over time there was the segregation and slavery and other, how about those things are some of the worst things you've seen a government do? How about discussing what's going on in, well, talk about what happened during the Holocaust and what happened in Nazi Germany and in Austria and in Poland? I mean, how about the complicity of governments in the annihilation and the slaughter and extermination of 6 million Jews, of which my relatives were part of that group? I mean, you're talking about internment. I mean, he could turn this around in so many ways. Turn it around, man. You're questioning her. This is your moment to shine. You have her. Are you going to question her? Is she going to get away?
Frightening. And if you can't see that, I feel sorry for you.
Would it have been better?
This is our last question, Liam. We have to run, but thank you for your time.
Just answer me this.
Don't ask. Just answer me one more question. You're giving her the power in the conversation. Just put the question to her again. Not about guns. Not about COVID. Put the question to her again about January 6th. One more time. Will you do that, Liam? Will you do that?
One more question, Kari.
I've already told you we're done. Thank you so much.
That guy's a complete nut. Seriously, a complete insane person.
No, you didn't do that, man. You didn't. You let her off the hook. So can you compare an interview on television with what happens in the courtroom? And yes, you can. You can. You have a subject, you have a topic, you have the witness, you're asking the witness questions, the journalist is asking the subject questions, and you're getting the witness ruffled. The witness is getting ruffled. The witness is you have the witness backed into a corner, you're asking a powerful question, the witness is not answering the question, and then you get sidetracked. Countermeasures, you get sidetracked, and you get off track, and then in this case, she wins the interview in a way, and then she literally she ends it. This is a tug of war, man. You got pulled. If you're in a courtroom and you have a witness cornered, the witness won't answer the question you're asking. Stay at it. You stay at asking that question. Ask it over. Repeat it. Slow it down. Slow it down with your hands. If they try to throw out some other stuff, no matter how personal it is, you say, you know what? We'll come back to that. But first, I want you to answer this question. Keep at it. That's the killer instinct you need to have when you conduct an interview. That is part of the killer cross-examination. And what you just watched, in my opinion, was not. He let her off the hook. He got sidetracked. That's not what you should do with the witness in court. You can learn from the way journalists question and when they do it effectively, and you can learn from when they do it ineffectively. This is Neil Rockhind. This is the Killer Cross-Examination Podcast.